Good afternoon, it's your girl Tasha. How y'all doing? We have made it. It's a day after Christmas, and I know you ladies are out there just like taking a deep breath, like, yes, it is over. The endless running around, girl, doing them potlucks and them gift exchanges and all the different things that goes with holiday planning. So this episode, we're going to talk about Christmas is over, now what? Now what, sis? Now what? Now that you've gotten all the business handled, you have amazed yourself with what you've done with a little bit of time. Isn't that amazing, ladies? How you wonder, how in the world did I pull off all these different things? The same 24 hours in a day that we tell ourselves we're tired, we don't have enough time in the day. But somehow, isn't it amazing that you carve out and craft out the time you need when it's time to get the things you need for your family and the people you care about? We find pockets of time and energy and space when we value the very thing we want to do. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Now, what about you? It is the day after Christmas. What about you? What about you? What are you going to do? Can you allocate some of that time that you've utilized for the holidays and redirect that time for some self-care you? And I don't mean this self-care running to get your nails done, you know, running to get your hair dyed, running to get, a massage. Honey, those things feel real good. Don't get me wrong. I love all of that. But what happens when you limit your self-care to task, you still not resting your mind. I've experienced countless women in the nail shops. What's supposed to be a spa pedicure, they're on their phones. Problem solving on the home front. People calling, they answering, just really invoked into this conversation that really takes away from that spa experience. That happened to a lot of us sometimes. If you're not careful, the very massage you're going to get for them to break them muscles down, the tension down in your neck and your back, you end up having that digital monster right next to you. And as soon as somebody calls, you feel like you're going to fall all the way out if you don't answer that call. And so when I'm invoking into you and injecting and hoping that you would partner up with yourself to say, you know what, that energy that I have for the holidays, that time, that focus, that intention that I have for the holidays, I am going to reallocate that same time, or at least a portion of it, for myself. Every single day, I'm going to wake up intentionally serving and honoring myself. And the thing about self-care as a lifestyle, it does not mean you have to go out and spend money. Self-care doesn't cost a thing but your time. And if you set it up right, your time will be your best friend. Don't fill up your calendars so much with so many different things to do. Part of being self-cared up with yourself, have some time out where you just do nothing. You know, if you're working outside your home, find some time on your lunch break. Not to go out with the get-along gang, but just do nothing. Have your little lunch by yourself. Because if you're on these lunch breaks on these jobs, a lot of people is wiped out on their jobs. And what do they do on their lunch break? On top of complaining about the job all throughout the morning and countless coffee breaks, they slide into lunch with that same mess that's going on in the job. And you don't really have a break because you listen to that mess. And if you're not listening to that mess, you're a part of that conversation. And so that's not self-care either. So you cannot afford to make excuses about, I don't have time to do stuff to honor myself. I don't have time, you know, to do self-care stuff. No, self-care is a lifestyle, which means you protect your time, effort, energy, spirit, vibe, all of those different things. You protect it from energy zappers. You protect it from negative energy. It's bad enough, girl, that we fight off negative stuff all the time, every day, trying to keep ourselves together. How about you stop taking on other people's stuff? You already trying to manage your mess, and then you trying to take on other people's little stories. And you know how them people do. Girl, they slide that information on you so subtle. And then you look up, you got a whole headache. They don't know your stuff stink at the house too, but they done loaded all their stuff up on you. Girl, let's go out to lunch. I got you. No, I don't need your lunch, because it comes with the mentally taxing price tag that I cannot afford to embark on. Thank you very much. So be careful of your company, because all company is not good company. If you listening to me and you like, oh, I'm bored, I'm lonely, the kids grown, I'm single, I'm retired, I really ain't got much going on, going for myself socially on my calendar, that it might be true. But I can tell you right now, if you replace that with that negative energy, you still gonna be lonely. You're still gonna be sucked dry from your energy. So you gotta guard and safeguard your energy and how you spend your time with folks and listening to stuff. That is self-care. That is a way to self-preservation. That's the road to self-preservation. So what are you planning on doing? You're going to rise up. You're going to start having conversations with yourself. If you have to jot it down on paper, what is it that I want to experience in my life right now? Is the people in the company I'm keeping right now is going to help me get there? Yes or no? If they're not, what behavior am I going to change for myself so I can get the end result that I'm looking for in my season in my life right now? Am I willing to have a tough conversation? Or am I willing to keep tolerating things and just gossiping about it behind the person's back? Let's be grown, ladies. We grown now. We're grown. That goes for our health too. We say we want to be healthy, but we over here engorging and stuff. Let's tell the truth. I'm with you. I be sending all kind of mixed messages to myself. Girl, I know. But we can't get better if we don't own up to our truth and the lies that we tell ourselves. You want to grow spiritually? What you got in your tape deck? I didn't say grow religiously. I said grow spiritually. How many of them countless meetings you going to? Down at the church. You down there more than you at home. You know, sowing seed into your family. Feeding for, cooking for your kids. You doing the busy work. But when are you going to unwrap the gift inside of you? Christ's day is every day. Yesterday was a national holiday. So what are you celebrating for you today? He died upon the cross for you and I. How are you going to honor that sacrifice in your life today is the question. That's a question. You need to ask yourself, how am I going to honor myself today? How am I going to put a candle on my own cake of life? It don't have to be a birthday. It don't have to be Mother's Day. It don't have to be Grandparents Day. It don't have to be Memorial Day. This is the day that He has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So what are you glad about today? What are you glad about today? Because see, we go from complaint to complaint to complaint to complaint. Missing out on everything that He has brought you through. The mere fact that you can be on some kind of phone, listening, whether you partially paid your bill or not, is still on. Some of y'all got 2-3 phones. Y'all go on with your bad self. But what I'm on here tonight to just really imparting to you is that don't lose sight of taking care of yourself. Don't lose sight of the importance of honoring your body and your mind and your spirit. Don't lose sight of the importance of channeling all that energy that you stored up for the holidays, whether you drag through it or not. You got it done. So now I need you to focus on channeling that same energy and efforts towards you. Give yourself the gift of life again. Don't sit up and jump on a new year bandwagon. Everybody running around 2020 this and 2020 that. You ain't got that kind of time. You really don't. You need to resolve today. Instead of jumping on a new year's resolution bandwagon, resolve today that you're going to show up for yourself. Nobody is going to come rescue you off that couch, out that bed, off that job, out that relationship. You know what you need to do. Sis, you know. You've been crying about that same situation for 10 years now. People just tired of hearing it. They just are. I'm your online bestie. You know I'm going to tell y'all the truth. People are tired of hearing you complain over and over again. You got people coming to our country with nothing but a backpack on their back. They done went in, I went into a adult college one day. It was all kind of people from foreign countries in there. The whole family was signing up for English courses. They relocated, went to the college class, paid what they had to pay to learn the English language. Why? Because they need to compete in this market. They need to get over here in the grind of things and make a better life for themselves. Why? Many of you guys born and raised here won't get up because it's too cold. Won't move forward and follow through on nothing in your life because you got a headache. Oh, you cramping. Oh, when the kids start acting right. When I get a man. When I get married. When I retire. We are so full of excuses. We full of excuses. But you say you want better. You on the bandwagon when the new year hit, I'm finna have it going on. The new year ain't finna do nothing. I said ain't. New year ain't gonna bring you no different result than what you got in front of you right now. I promise you. But I can guarantee if you start to sit down, embrace where you are, embrace what you deserve, do you really believe that you deserve better? Do you believe that you deserve the best? Do you believe that he died on the cross for you? Not for you to be stuck, not for you to be miserable, not for you to be down and out and depressed, not for you to be feeling like you're not good enough, not for you to be over here down and out on yourself. He didn't die for that. Can you imagine the piercings in his hands? Girl, just, ooh, you ever hit your foot on the bottom of the bed or the dresser and how you hit your knee on that table and that takes us down? Now, let's take it up a couple of notches. Now, imagine some nails in your hand, girl. That's some pain. That's some sacrifice. So if he went through all of that for us, for you, you really think that's honoring and respecting his sacrifice by beating up on yourself, being laid up year after year, talking about you finna do this and do that and don't do nothing? Girl, get up. Get up and get up in a right now kind of way. Dust yourself off. Understand, you got the ability to get up. We're living at a time people ain't even got the exerted energy to lean over and pick you up. They just don't. They don't. The houses is on fire. They dealing with stuff at the crib. They don't have time to come pull you up. You a grown woman. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. The enemy got you so distracted that you don't even know if you coming or going. You constantly doing this and constantly doing that and doing this. You just toss to and fro. There's no intentions about what you're doing. You want to do better, but maybe you just don't know where to get started. If that's you, reach out to me. I'm here for you. I'm your online bestie. And it's important for us as women to embody this work into truth. Speaking our truth. If you're scared, talk about it. If you don't know where to get started, talk about it. Reach out for help. If you need help in looking at yourself in a different light, reach out. Let's tackle some of these distorted thoughts that we have based on past experiences that you done signed up for and believe to be true when it's not. You have got to do the work. Are you ready to do the work? Are you ready to show up for yourself like you showed up for everybody else in the holidays? Are you really ready? Are you willing to go there? Take yourself there. What are you willing to do for yourself on this day? You done wrapped all the gifts for everybody else, turned around and watched them unwrap the gifts. Probably the one that got all the trash off the floor with all the wrappings. You know, we wrap things up in life only to unwrap them, to get the gift. And then the thing that made that thing pretty, which was the wrapping paper, then becomes trash. Is that not the cycle of life? We put things on that's pretty, take it off, throw it as trash. And that's kind of how we show up for our lives. We wrap things up with pretty things all the time, don't we? We look good on the outside. That represents that wrapping paper. By the time you get home and wash all that makeup off, take all them nice little clothes off and little blinky rings or whatever it is everybody into, then all of a sudden what's left over, that wrapping paper, all of that, the bells and whistles become trash. But the substance of that thing that you was trying to get to was that gift. You follow me? You was trying to get to that gift up underneath the superficial wrapping. Don't abort the gift. Don't abort the gift. Don't abort the gift. And so I would invite you guys to get on to bit.ly, Girl Get Up 20. bit.ly/ Girl Get Up 20. bit.ly/ Girl Get Up 20. That is a downloadable book. I want you to download that book to your phone right now. I don't care if you're at the grocery store, you in your driveway dreading to go in that house, if you on that job, wherever you are right now, get on that link, bit.ly/ Girl Get Up 20. I want you to download that I'm Doing Me book, ebook. And I want you to go in extreme self-care mode. And answer those questions and read those questions and apply those questions to your life. And then I want you to go over to Talk to Tasha Facebook page and let me know how it's helping you. And if you need that one-on-one guidance for the things we talked about, hit me up at talktotasha.com. Talktotasha.com, where you have a safe, trusted space to have a one-on-one call with me for free. To just talk about where you are and where you need to go. But can't nobody make you want to go, sis. You got to have your mind made up. I'm ready, rock steady, ready for better. I deserve better. And if you don't believe you deserve better, declare it in the atmosphere until your heart believes it. I do that all the time. Do it, sis. Do it tonight. Do it tonight. bit.ly/ Girl Get Up 20. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Hey.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Those hands sing.